This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The extraordinary success of this mission was due to the incredible skill, bravery, and selfless courage of the United States military and our diplomats and intelligence professionals.
Mr. Secretary, President Biden has described the evacuation from Afghanistan as an extraordinary success. His words, extraordinary success. This has to be the lie of the 21st century.
Secretary Kalb, did I hear you say that Al-Qaeda and ISIS-K are developing the capability to attack the U.S. within 2 years?
What I said was that the current intelligence community's assessment is that ISIS-K could potentially develop a capability within 6 to 12 months, and that Al-Qaeda could potentially develop that capability within 1 to 2 years. We have considerable evidence that they have the intent. The question at the moment is the capability.
Over the past Halloween weekend, a red alert quietly went off in Northern Virginia, informing the public of the possibility of a terrorist attack from an activated ISIS cell that had been sitting dormant in the United States.
Chief Kevin Davis told us today that this is a serious threat. Now, what it is exactly remains a mystery because he couldn't get into the specifics, and the information he was able to relay was very vague.
Well, it's information, the information that we have that we're simply acting on by being vigilant, by establishing a greater presence in places where people gather, whether it's a holiday weekend or just a normal weekend. It's information that we're now aware of, and because we're aware of this information, and again, it's information that's regional, we're taking the appropriate, responsible actions to ensure that the community knows that we take all information about their safety very seriously.
As Biden's open border handlers ramp up a war against American citizens, deeming them domestic terrorists for thought crimes,
I'm pleased to announce that the administration is today releasing the first national strategy for countering domestic terrorism.
Let me ask you about organizations. The Oath Keepers are a white supremacist organization, true?
I'm not sure that I can characterize their ideology. I would say that we have charged a number of individuals related to specific terrorist activity or violent activity, maybe is a better way of putting it, who self-identify with the Oath Keepers. And I think some of those individuals are ones that we would put in this racially motivated violent extremist category. We also have a number of such investigations of individuals who self-identify with the Proud Boys in a similar vein.
The biggest threat to Americans is not jihadists overseas. It's homegrown domestic terrorists inspired by white supremacists.
The gravest terrorist threat to the homeland is domestic violent extremism.
Domestic terrorism is our number one threat.
Domestic terrorism has been steadily increasing, and that threat needs to be addressed.
Mexican drug cartels are controlling more American territory as the border becomes non-existent.
It is a war, make no mistake about it, and it is happening on American soil.
Texas Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples says the same gangs that are blamed for thousands of deaths in Mexico are now threatening our nation's food supply.
Farmers and ranchers are being run off their own property by armed terrorists showing up and telling them they have to leave the land.
We witnessed automatic gunfire going from Mexico directly into the United States. The National Guard soldiers we were with, you can hear them kind of reacting, saying, whoa, holy bleep. They say this is suspected cartel gunfire going indiscriminately directly into the United States. The National Guard soldiers told us multiple times in recent days, armed cartel members with AK-47s have stood on the opposite side of the Rio Grande from them and have taunted them, have racked the slides on their guns, and have yelled to them in Spanish that, oh, we should just shoot you soldiers. So tensions here along the Rio Grande, along the border, obviously going up, and that cartel activity in the city behind us it's still there.
The road to chaos has been paved with the Democrats' Marxist subterfuge. Either we respond with the lightning rod of justice and reclaim our dying republic, or slowly boil past the point of no return. John Bound reporting.
I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that have kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because my main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. And I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just funding the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday comes early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support, and get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarStore.com. Wake up. It's time to free yourself from the trance. It's time to realize that global government has been declared, and its end game is forced depopulation of at least 80% of the world. Well, Drew Hernandez, who's a frequent guest of this show and actually worked with InfoWars on border stories, is on the stand right now. They were just showing footage that he shot in Kenosha, and he is now being asked questions by the out-of-control George Soros prosecutor. Let's go to some of that live.
Professionally, meaning you're paid?
Yep.
Who pays you?
I am employed by Real America's Voice.
Real America's Voice?
Yes.
What is that?
That is a news commentary, breaking news website. They have their own apps and, website.
Other than getting paid by Real America's Voice, do you get paid by any other source to do your professional commentating?
No.
Is your Drew H. Live website part of Real America's Voice?
No.
The things that you post on your website, Drew H. Live, do you also share those with Real America's Voice?
Depending on what's going on where I'm at. But this is unrelated to what happened in Kenosha, because I was not employed by Real America's Voice at the time.
That's something that's happened since then?
Yes.
And does Real America's Voice have any sort of political bias or agenda or anything like that? It goes to the bias of the witness, Your Honor.
Bias in what respect?
It's freaking video. The bias? He shot the video of the child molesters and others trying to kill him. Pack of scum out burning down the town.
And I don't know how you would isolate a person's particular politics and determine that that person is going to evaluate the evidence one way or another.
Okay, I'll move on. Your videos that you have captured of these incidents that you call riots, they're very slanted against the people who are rioting.
You call riots mostly peaceful.
Black Lives Matter rioters.
$3 billion in damage.
Because they are rioting in the footage, yes, absolutely.
And so you came here to Kenosha because you felt that's what was going on here.
I felt like it could have possibly been a riot on the first night. So when I showed up, it turned out to be a very violent riot.
And you continued to cover that on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday night?
I covered it Sunday night. I went back to
how
Chicago
evil
Monday,
he is.
And then came back
covering
Tuesday.
The precious rioters.
So you weren't here on Monday night at all?
No.
And on Tuesday night, you were recording video with your body cam?
Yeah.
You were also recording it with your cell phone?
Yes.
The last video that we just watched there of the shooting of Joseph Rosenbaum, was that recorded on your body cam or on your cell phone?
Both.
I just saw one video. Were there more than one video that you just shared with us?
There's two. There's the body cam, and then there's the cell phone as well.
What was the one we just saw?
I believe that may have been both.
Where is the body cam located when you wear it on your body?
Right here.
And when you recorded the shooting of Joseph Rosenbaum, where were you holding your cell phone?
Right here.
Okay, so the cell phone is, you're using your right hand, above your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes?
Shoulder, same as my shoulder, right here.
And the body cam, you said, was over on the left side of your chest. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
The video that we just saw had a single angle. It didn't have two separate angles. So when you tell us that's both, I don't understand what you mean.
That means that there's two recordings of the same thing, and that's why I submitted to the defense and the prosecution the entire videos. There's maybe about 80 to 100
videos. I'm trying to confuse the jury that Drew edited it deceptively.
What I'm asking you is what we just watched.
Mm-hmm.
Which camera were you using to record that?
Both.
Is that video edited?
No, I have not edited it, but it has been put together at the right time, the timing.
Who did that?
I did that.
So you combined two video sources into one?
Yeah, that's what you do when you put out a news report.
With the same timing and audio, but at the same time, it could also be seen, the jury could see for themselves, if they look at the body cam footage, it's the exact same thing.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Don't wag your head in response to the witnesses.
What a punk.
What you said, if the jury looks at the body cam footage, is that separate from the cell phone footage?
Yeah, there's obviously two devices recording.
And you're telling us that the video that we just watched, can we have Exhibit 151 played again, please?
Blown up in their face so bad. They're literally supporting a pedophile, a thief, and a wife beater running around attacking people. And now they're demonizing a journalist who has a lot of courage.
Okay. Mr. Hernandez, we have the video that was the last one played for you, Exhibit 151, up on the screen. Can we play that forward, please? Now, as we're watching this video, Mr. Hernandez, you're telling us that what we're seeing has been recorded by two separate devices at the same time?
This is a body cam.
Okay. And then you put audio from the other camera on it.
Is this video where it switches to your cell phone?
That's what we
yes.
do.
Can you please point that out to us?
You'd have to fast forward all the way to when I get to Car Source 3.
Can we skip... let's skip to the 2.5 minute mark, I guess. I don't know.
This is so incredible. This idiot is trying to imply that he's deceptively edited it when there's hundreds of camera shots of all this crap happening.
A little further back.
Okay, can we go back maybe 30 seconds? I don't know.
A little further back. Right, a little start right here.
Okay.
I'll tell you when it switches.
Okay. Well, I can't. It pauses live. What Drew did is when it's dark, he uses the body cam because that got better footage. And when he gets the light, he cuts to the cell phone. All you do is take them with a time code and sync them up on a computer, and you can flip back and forth in the edit. And most people know that, but they're trying to act like he did something deceptive because there's two different videos put together. Literally no end to this guy. That's what they've got a big problem on the left side, burning down everything and running around doing this stuff. We got the footage of these little monsters.
Right there.
Okay.
By the way, I now have third world populations running around in my backyard in Austin, in West Austin.
What you did
again today?
You took
I'm going to start videotaping it.
Of your body cam video and a portion of your cell phone video, and you splice them together.
I don't know if I would say splice, but I put them together.
That's an old-fashioned movie term from when they used to have actual film. Why did you do that?
Called syncing them, jackass.
Like I said, you could take a look at the body cam footage as well. You can see it as well on there.
And you're testifying here today that through your attorney, you have provided the defense and the state with that entire incident recorded on both your body cam and on your cell phone?
Yep.
But what we just saw was your editing of them together.
You guys asked for my footage, so I gave it to you.
Through your attorney?
Yes.
That's an attorney that you have out of Madison?
What's the relevance of this?
Well, Your Honor, we've had a lot of questions about other people.
What's the relevance of this?
All right, let's go to break. Hit pause there. I know it's live, but we can pause it now. I'm going to come back with more of this. By the way, in all the Democrat-run Sandy Hook suits they sue, it's all about what prescriptions are you on? How do your satellites work? Who are your affiliates? Who are your sponsors? How do we shut you down? Nothing to do with the Sandy Hook people. So, I mean, watching a real judge versus these people is unbelievable. But, I mean, we know that. And by the way, that judge is a Democrat. He's just an old school one that's not a complete monster. All right, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. We'll be right back with more of Drew Hernandez in the Rittenhouse truck.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Countries across the world are announcing lockdowns for the unvaccinated as more governments ban the Pfizer and Moderna shots for causing heart attacks. That's coming up, but we are focusing some on the Rittenhouse trial because a reporter we've interviewed many times and actually worked with some on the border, Drew Hernandez, is there in Kenosha on the stand, and we're watching the rat-like Soros lawyer go after him, and it's blowing up in his face. He's trying to imply that because he's got a body cam that's black and white, he's got a cell phone that's color, when he gets into the areas that are more lighted, he's got the footage synced up, they show that. When it's darker, they show the black and white. He's trying to imply that, oh, a lawyer, you hired a lawyer to fake all this, when they have the raw footage from both the cell phone and the cam. They know they have it in evidence, bait stamped, as it's called. They're just playing games. They also asked for his edited video that he put out on the internet, which is, again, not edited for deception, but edited to put the best footage together of what happened in a linear way. Here it is.
Company to retain an attorney to provide video in this case. I think it goes to bias. I think it goes to credibility. It's been asked by other witnesses.
Let's take the lunch break. Please don't talk about the case during the break.
Yeah, again, they said they're going to a lunch break, but we paused this before we went to break, and they're still going as of when I was outside just a moment ago. So let's go back to it. All right, so we've got a bit of a mystery going here. All right, now they decided to go to break, and I guess the news is just looping something from earlier. Well, as that unfolds, we will go over all of it for you. All right, I'm going to be honest with you. The news today, and this is happening more and more, obviously, because the globalists are taking over and things are getting really bad. But I was a wartime broadcaster, say in World War II or Vietnam, and there was big battles going on. I would just come in for maybe 5-10 minutes at a space and talk about what was happening. But that's not the way this is. I mean, I could talk for 100 hours and never get to all this, and I'm just completely exhausted by it. And I have a responsibility to cover all this, but at the same time, maybe I just want to tune in and watch football or something. I mean, maybe the globalists are right, and maybe it's just too much what they're doing. I should just hide my head in the sand and let them just go ahead and kill all the kids and just take all the shots they say and just, you know, slowly die because they're superior to me. They're the globalists. They deserve to inherit the earth. But I can't do that, ladies and gentlemen. I can't do that, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to cover the news, and the only way I can do this is to just start over and just start plowing right through this stuff, but it's just unbelievable. I mean, they're on the news announcing we're going to put implantable microchips in you to make sure you're vaccinated, and then they have separate articles saying it doesn't exist, but we need to take the microchip. There is no microchip, but you need to take it, and we're going to do it to you. I mean, it's just, it's so crazy to see this type of warfare using propaganda and confusion and demoralization and the outright poisoning of the population. And because the population's never faced a type of covert war like this, the population doesn't know what hit them. I mean, the clips of the Australian chancellor, the leader of their Parliament. Creepily. I mean, I could cover the whole show just on this. Your life's over. You know, we're going to put you in a camp. If we catch you outside your house when you're not vaccinated, we're going to put you in a camp. We're going to make your life miserable. And then they've got other Australian premiers, governors saying it. They've got the New Zealand prime minister saying it. And it's just so damn evil. I mean, this isn't like growing up as a kid and you watch some cartoon where there's Lex Luthor and the Legion of Doom and they're doing bad stuff and they cackle and giggle. There's footage of the main health minister cackling like a witch and saying your life's basically over and we're going to give you a shot every 2 months and snickering and giggling with big, ugly yellow teeth. And I've just gotten to the point of, yeah, okay, the trial's still going here, I guess. I don't know what's going on.
P-E-Y-T-O-N, Engel, E-N-G-E-L, as an expert witness. He's employed by the same firm that also is representing this witness. So I think that that goes to bias.
So you have an expert from a law firm? Is that what you're telling me? Am I understanding that right?
The expert did a phone dump. So they have an expert who does what you would describe as when law enforcement takes a cell phone and does a search of the phone.
Sure, okay.
That's what he did. They employ someone there to do it for anyone. And we use that person to do it for Mr. Rittenhouse. They did no legal work, and as that term it, for a lawyer-client kind of thing. He did it to do, I think it's a Cellbrite extraction.
If you ask me to do a phone dump, in addition to thinking, I would have to go to somebody to comply.
By the way, this is what's going on in the Sandy Hook stuff. They asked for computer stuff. It has nothing to do with Sandy Hook.
For expert witness service.
And then they go, well, this isn't the ZR79Q way of transferring a file, so we say it's not real. I mean, it's like just game after game after game. It's the same crap this Soros guy's doing.
Of this witness. But it's, again, it's not something where he's hiring an attorney to help him buy a piece of property or get him out of a divorce or something like that. It's directly pertaining to the
evidence. This is all meant to confuse the jury, even though they're out of the room right now. He was doing it earlier when they were in there. That this is somehow fake. The lawyers made him go to the data dump expert guy they've got hired to forensically do it to document it was his phone and his footage, which is ridiculous level to go to. This is a big high-profile case. So now because it was done by a forensics person, they're acting like that's bad. I mean, this is just next level, ladies and gentlemen. This is next level. And it just blows my mind that we sit here as a society and put up with this. But look, I'll go back to more of the Rittenhouse if anything important comes up. But he's totally innocent. He's vindicated. It's blown up in their face. But don't underestimate the power of political correctness. They got one leftist juror on that panel. They will attack and belittle and pressure that jury till they vote to send Rittenhouse to prison. And they want it bad, but I think he's going to be found not guilty because it's just so overwhelming. If leftists on the jury, you know, they're on there, try to bully the other jurors, I think it'll blow up in their face. So I say he's found not guilty, but I could be wrong because I have seen the power of the leftist brainwashing. I mean, you see the entire media defending a convicted child rapist who raped a bunch of little boys running around saying, I'm going to kill you to somebody and trying to take his gun away and attacking him. And they're defending him like he is the second coming of Christ, which is perfect. I mean, that's they'll probably make the guy a patron saint or something because their religion is hurting children. All right, we're going to go to break and I'm going to come back and just rampage through the news. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we are broadcasting worldwide on this November 11th Thursday transmission. 11-11. Okay, I'm just going to start where I began last hour, and a lot of people just joined us, and this is such huge news. It should be on every news channel in the world. It should be shouted from the rooftops. It should be at every PTA meeting. It should be parents angry at all these vaccination centers. It should be there warning people. I mean, imagine if you knew that milk at a school lunch program in, say, Albuquerque, New Mexico, that a couple hundred cartons of that milk had gotten contaminated with, say, E. coli, and that it might hurt or kill children, and you were the person that discovered that for whatever reason, you would call the school. And then if you didn't see anything take action, you'd call the police. Hell, you'd probably, you know, if you live close by, get in a car and drive there to warn people, right? Because that's a normal thing to do. That's something that you know, you want other people to act like that. But here is the FDA, run by a bunch of revolving door individuals paid off by Big Pharma on record, and the head of Reuters, you know, on the board of it as well, running their scam, and Pfizer's the big globalist arm doing all this with their mRNA vaccine. And they want to be able to just put in you what they want, when they want, how they want, whenever they want. And so they actually came out with shots that we knew 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, were going to cause serious problems, and we predicted what would happen. And in October, documents came out where the FDA and CDC said exactly what the experts on my show had said. Blood clots, myocarditis, heart attacks, autoimmune problems, ADE, antibody dependency enhancement. And now we see all that happening. Well, they knew more than we did. They launched the whole plan. They created the virus. They created the fear. They did it. And it just so happens every damn one of them, from Peter Daszak to Fauci to Bill Gates, run their mouth about wanting to get rid of the population. I mean, when you watch the movie 12 Monkeys, in like 5 minutes you figure out this guy is going to release a bioweapon and he's a crazy environmentalist. Wants to get rid of humans. I mean, they're telling you. But you actually see it in the real world, and people are like, whoa, I'm not going to believe that. That's too frightening. Same thing with Trump. Once Trump got tricked into this, thinking he could get the economy going by a vaccine, he thought it was a regular vaccine. Once he took it and thinks he's fine, probably wasn't even given it, he doesn't want to admit that he got tricked, so he's committed. I said this over a year and a half ago. I said, Trump and the lawyers and the teachers and the bureaucrats and the parents that have gone along with this, when it comes out that it causes all these problems, they're going to defend it and keep doubling down because they don't want to admit they're wrong. It's too scary. That's the difference between conscious, informed, powerful individuals and slaves, is that slaves, I don't care if they're billionaires or living by the side of the river, what I'm saying is that they're spiritually poor. They don't know how to admit when they're wrong. They just second to second believe that they're fine, everything's okay, because of selfishness. Innate, intense ignorance and selfishness. And of course, nobody is as alone as a selfish person. Nobody is as alone as these people are. And so this was all done by behavioral psychologists. They wargamed it, all that's admitted. And they are seducing the world and the decadent West to not even want to admit they got conned, but to get into wearing the mask and living in fear and, you know, being heroes in 15 days to stop the spread and flatten the curve. And we're coming up on 2 years of this crap in a couple months. And they're now like, well, it's permanent. Well, if you don't take whatever the shots are, you can't leave your house. And if we catch you, you're going to prison. Imagine if I told you 5 years ago they're going to release a virus and use it as a pretext for a global ID and a global lockdown and use successive viral releases to keep tightening things down until we have absolutely no freedoms. Well, you'd say I was Alex Jones, wouldn't you? Alex Jones did say that. Because Alex Jones reads the documents like Operation Lockstep, and Alex Jones cites the documents. And I cited for you from the FDA's own website their own information from October 26th that no one even picked up on until yesterday, that they're putting a dangerous heart attack drug in the shot that it says do not inject into muscle, it can kill somebody, and they're injecting into muscle. And you're like, well, they're going to get caught. That's crazy. They don't care. They're doing it on purpose to set the and then all the people injecting this are involved in a crime, too. You know, there was a great movie on HBO. I got to meet the producer. He's a listener. One time he came to visit me, but he's the most produced guy on HBO. I'm not going to say his name, but he was the producer of the series Rome. It's a very accurate series from the period and actually what happened. And like Julius Caesar has hired this one centurion to go around and make all the payoffs for him because he's a famous hero and very respected. And people see the hero at their house to pay him off. They just go ahead and take the payoff. And then he goes, good. You've gotten them to sell out for almost nothing, and now that they're corrupted, I won't even have to pay them off in the future because I can just expose the fact they're corrupted. You see how that works? You know, when the globalists planted child porn on us, they approached and they're like, hey, we can talk to you now, and Alex can, you know, we're not going to release the fact that there's child porn on his email. I went on air the next day. I said, you're not framing me. We never opened that email. That's not child porn. And we got the FBI to issue a letter saying we were the victims of that. But they just thought I'd be like all the other people that were corrupted at the Boy Scouts and the Vatican and everywhere else where they weren't involved in the pedophilia. But they, well, don't say anything about this or it'll hurt you too. Just cover this up with us and, you know, burn in hell. So this is how they operate and it's how they work. And this is a giant seduction going on right now. This is a giant seduction and corruption taking place. And do you think the soccer moms, when their child gets a chronic heart problem, you think when she buries that child on average 3 to 10 years, they die after having myocarditis? 56%, up to 56% die within 3 to 10 years. You think those moms are going to admit they killed their child? No. They're going to inject any other children. These mothers don't care if they kill all three of them. I'm talking about mothers that are under the spell. And that mother will fight. Hell, she'll probably become a nurse, and she'll come with the police one day, and she'll hold your child down while you're putting the back of a paddy wagon to inject them. They love it. They love dying. They love death. They love fraud. They love evil. And so that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the process. So then I ask all of you, why would anybody sell out to these people? So you can drive around in a fancy car and stuff for a few more years and lose your soul? I mean, even if you don't believe in God, do you really want to be involved killing children? I mean, do you really want to be involved with all this stuff? With the CEO of Pfizer? Ooh, the big, powerful man. Oh, the big tech says they're going to live forever. Ray Kurzweil. No, Ray Kurzweil, you're going to be dead in the ground just like your father. You're never going to resurrect your father. You're never going to resurrect yourself. You're a joke. You're a con man. You're a fraud. Well, you've been a paper scanner. And so now you tell us that you're going to become a god and step on us. No, God's going to flush you down the galactic toilet. And all of you globalists, you're all loser jokes. So keep playing God. You're going to burn.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It is literally life and death for us to expose the fact that the Pfizer shot has a heart attack drug in it. In fact, today I'm going to make a flyer. We did this 10 years ago with the H1N1 vaccine. It was causing a lot of illnesses, nothing compared to this. And we created flyers on the site and told listeners that they should, if they wanted to, go print those off and post them in legal and lawful areas. And the thing that would happen would be the media would get pissed that people dare engage the First Amendment. And it ended up getting on close to 100 local radio stations in just one campaign we did. And so now, imagine if you printed off just regular printer paper size with an image and a statement on it, with a fact at the bottom that the Pfizer injection for children contains a dangerous heart attack drug, and that this is all done in emergency authorization. Some people are going to get warned and care. They're going to warn others. Others are going to get pissed and call the media, and the media will self-righteously come and say, "This is so evil. We need to arrest who's done this." And then I'll get letters threatening, like from San Francisco and places, that if you put these up again, we're going to have you arrested for terrorizing the public, or we're going to have you arrested for people littering because some of the papers fell on the ground. Meanwhile, they're promoting people that are pedophiles and rapists and shooting people and killing people. I mean, you know, San Francisco jurors let illegal aliens go that willfully shoot white women in the back because they're white, then they deserve to die because they're white. Remember that? It's just so crazy. So, oh, mostly peaceful, burning things down, fiery, but mostly peaceful. So, yeah, that's the bare minimum of civil disobedience is. Let's just do this. Send them to showtips@infowars.com. Everybody, get on your own Photoshop, create your own flyer. It could be color, it could not be color, whatever. And any ones I look at this afternoon that are accurate based on the facts about promethamine in these articles, I'm going to post on the front page of the site tomorrow and have a call to action for everybody to go post them in areas of your towns and your cities. And it ends up happening around the world, even in New Zealand and Australia. Hell, we need a whole section on the site with flyers for New Zealand, flyers for... Because anybody could do this, but InfoWars is one of the few places that still has millions of viewers that can't be censored as easy. In the old days, you could put this on Facebook or Twitter and some people would see it. Now they won't let you defend anybody or warn anybody. They want to hold you down while all this happens. So I'll have the crew make some simple stuff as well that has the facts on it, but I'd like to see what you send in. Showtips@InfoWars.com. A lot of folks came up with like a cobra with fangs, and then it would say warning. You know, the H1N1 vaccine contains this. Well, this you can tell them what it contains. Experimental mRNA with a heart attack drug that's been illegally added. I mean, we got to really hit them. And we got to stop waiting, because I've been thinking, what am I going to do civil disobedience-wise? And I have climbed billboards before and spray-painted them when they did. I mean, it's fun to go out at 3 a.m. and do that. But I'm not going to tell you to do that because you'd fall off and die. But, I mean, just do whatever you think's best. It's up to you what you do. But, I mean, we going to let them kill these children? We're going to have to go do sit-ins at these clinics? At Walgreens or wherever the stuff's going on? We got to start doing something. Because I don't feel, you know, God feels very approvingly of me right now. Yeah, I'm not doing enough. I need to do more. Yeah, go read the 198 Methods of Nonviolent Action. Very important information, and it's very accurate, and it's very powerful. You should use it. I'll say that again for radio listeners. The 198 Methods of Nonviolent Protest and Persuasion. We better start doing it now. The bare minimum is take the feed of this show, take the archives of this show, take the articles. I mean, look at this. Look at this stuff. Let me just stop for the rest of the segment. We've got Jay Dyer coming on as a guest. He's really an expert on the occult and the Illuminati and how they're operating, what really happened in this occultic ritual. They did exactly what it was supposed to do in Houston last weekend with Travis Scott and Drake and the rest of it. And so he's going to be joining us. But let me just do this since I said I would. Here's the main focus. Promethamine is used to treat and prevent problems in the blood. FDA documents show Pfizer secretly added heart attack drug to children's COVID vaccines. There's the link in my article to the FDA document. Here's the FDA document. It's on page 14. And then we've got all the literature about what it actually does and how toxic it is in the body, how it can't be injected into muscle, and the side effects. And that's how they are injecting it into children. I mean, this is just crazy. And it goes on from there. The propaganda, the majority of parents are going to get it. So people go, oh, well, I better do it. It's all lies. Meanwhile, Pfizer vaccine. Pfizer comments on legally distinct wording. They got commentary is the drug that's approved in 2026. And the Pfizer vaccine is not approved. Now they play those deceptive games. Even the heavy.com. It's not a right-wing publication. It goes, wow, that's crazy. Yeah, lies. Oh, the tiny tweak behind COVID-19 vaccines. Oh, they added a heart attack drug, and they added a chemical in it so it can get hot, which, by the way, they say don't ever inject in the human body. I got all that, too. Oh, don't worry. The researchers are hatching a low-cost coronavirus vaccine. They're going to make you take it. We've got all the studies and reports on how dangerous it is. We've got the fact sheets on the chemical. I'm going to be doing a whole other report on that today. But here it is. It's the Tris Buffer at hopaxfc.com. You can read all about the buffer they're using. And then they go into it. It says the concern, it has a tendency to permeate membranes. Therefore, it is not suitable for most cell culture work. It is toxic for many mammalian cells. We're a mammal, folks, just so you know. It goes on from there. Whatever. Good for you. Also, antifreeze in the shot, but hey. It's okay that Tim Cook runs death camps, because you know why. He wears a black turtleneck. Anderson Cooper, you know, he's got the Planned Parenthood lady on saying, take all your shots. That didn't kill you when you were little. They're going to kill you now. It's okay, because he's gay, right? Look, here they are. They got the doctor on there with the bow tie from Baylor. I'm like, yeah, the heart attacks, you know, it's no big deal. That's 15 times, you know, the normal amount, but that's okay. 15 times is no big deal. And it's just all up there telling you is have a heart attack. It's normal. Come on. And I got to play this. You know, Jay Dyer's coming up. G20 Brazil, Bolsonaro questions the director general of the WHO about how people are dying despite having the second shot and how more people are sick from the shot and how the UN lockdowns have caused tens of millions to starve to death. Wow, what a great leader. That's what Trump ought to be doing. Just so much incredible stuff that I've got here. But let me hit this right here. Israel holds war games to prepare for more lethal COVID strain. And that means, the next round of shots and how they're going to be locked down because it's never going to end. There's always going to be new COVID strains that they've introduced because it just keeps replicating and changing. Yep, Israel's the model for endless martial law. Germany hits record new COVID cases despite being one of the most vaccinated countries in Europe. And it gets worse. They now are admitting it's causing heart attacks in children and are saying don't give the Moderna shot to people under 30. Now Germany's joined France and a bunch of other European countries, but you'll never hear that on the news here. Taiwan halts second dose of BioNTech vaccinations for ages 12 to 17 amid concerns of myocarditis. A whistleblower says Pfizer falsified data. That's in the British Medical Journal. It's huge news, but they just roll forward. And then I've got in my stack, here's the Bolsonaro news, that incredible announcement out of Australia in the Associated Press, where they say that we're coming to forcibly inoculate you, and if you don't, we're going to lock you up inside your house. We've got all that coming up. In fact, guys, I can't find that AP article saying Australian leader says lockdowns for the unvaccinated coming. So just go ahead and just reprint that for me. Thank you. I'm going to cover that next segment. We're going to go to break here. I just want to encourage the listeners to support the broadcast and keep us on air. To make it very easy, right now we've got a sale running until Tuesday morning. Then it will end, and it is store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Black Friday comes early here in the first 2 weeks of November. We've been doing it for 9 years now, and we have a lot of great products back in stock. We have sold out for more than 2 years, back and improved even stronger, more concentrated, and tastes better, and that is our ultimate bone broth formula for your collagen, for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for inflammation. It really is next-level superfood. And we went to top researchers and we said, what is the best thing to come up with years ago? And they said this, made it even stronger. And it's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, despite the fact it's been sold out for years. And Ultra 12, the highest quality B12, taken under the tongue, so good for everything in your body. It is, right now, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points, and so much more. And Brain Force Plus, a great nootropic. It's back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.